Jersey's Rat Radio here, 95.9 The Rat. Today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day. The ones that could turn up on Friday's quiz for Bon Jovi tickets for Sunday night show.
Bon Jovi Prudential Center on Sunday as he enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's going to be an exceptional show.
Dateline Facebook for story number one. Are you one of the millions of people who just deleted their Facebook accounts?
I'm considering it.
Well, science has now proven that within 5 days, your stress levels will have decreased.
No duh.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, science, for confirming what I already suspected.
According to a new study out of Australia, just released yesterday, people who deleted Facebook had lower stress levels after 5 days.
Yeah, I want to get rid of Facebook, Twitter. I want to get rid of almost all of it. Maybe keep Instagram.
Plus, the Russians aren't looking at your photos and so
forth.
So that helps, too. Facebook, drop it. 5 days, you get less stress. How about that?
I mean, it's because it's just negativity.
Sell your stuff. Yeah, you go on. It's all you get, complaining and negativity.
It was fun for a few years, and then it really revealed the dark side of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gotz dropped it as soon as he realized he couldn't get laid behind it anymore.
Well, and also, he forgot his login and password.
Well, there is that.
And didn't even have an email to recover it.
Science has proven it. Within 5 days, less stress in your life, and who doesn't want that? Now, Dateline Ukraine for story number two. Oh, this was genius, Dave.
Okay.
He just forgot one thing. A guy in Ukraine came up with an elaborate and genius scheme to steal electronics from a delivery truck.
Okay.
He packed himself inside a big wooden crate and had his friends ship him across the country. While he was inside the delivery truck, he got out of the crate and started stealing stuff from other boxes. He even taped up the boxes after removing the electronics and put them back in the crate with him.
Okay. Kind of smart, actually.
Genius.
Yeah. Clever.
He got an Apple Watch. He got a couple of laptops.
Oh.
He got a small, large-screen TV, mid-sized TV. But here's where his genius plan went awry.
Oh, yeah.
He hadn't really figured out how to put the top back on the crate. And so when the delivery truck came to its destination, they opened the door, and there he is, standing there with the stuff.
Can't smuggle people.
If only you could have figured, put yourself back in the crate. They won't notice the weight because electronics these days are so light, and boom, you're a winner.
Got to have an easily removable top to that, a la Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon.
Thank you.
When he, Obi-Wan, Chewie, and Luke all hid underneath the floor.
Perfect.
Easy, removable top.
And as always, it comes back to Star Wars.
Well, in this case, it was pretty apropos.
And Dateline, Jesus Christ, for story number three. Wait, it's our very first Easter story on the No Sweat News.
Oh.
No, Daddy didn't hide airplane bottles of booze in the backyard instead of Easter eggs.
Oh, yes.
Dateline, Arizona. A Phoenix mother has been charged with felony child abuse after using a stun gun to wake her 16-year-old son for Easter morning church.
She used a stun gun to wake him up for church.
Have you ever tried to wake a teenager? I was that age. Man, when I was 16, you couldn't get me up any time earlier than 11 a.m.
I wouldn't shoot you with a stun gun, though.
I wouldn't put it past my dad.
Whoa.
Apparently, Sharon Dobbins is going to get busted and maybe even lose some custody because
I shouldn't laugh.
Her kid did not get up at the first alarm, the second alarm, the third alarm. She went to the stun gun. No word on whether or not they made it to church on time.
Next time, try nunchucks.
Right.
Little less electricity.
Bucket of water, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, or just the old-fashioned way. Gently poking him and saying, wake up,
right,
it's time
exactly.
for church.
That's today's No Sweat News. See you Friday for Bon Jovi tickets for Sunday night show on the No Sweat News Quiz.